you know, the Spurs have five NBA championships hanging in the AT&T Center, you know, those big banners you see when you go check out the games. And four of those, yeah, were in large part thanks to maybe the play of Tim Duncan. He was pretty much a beast. But one of those was a lot of credit to Tony Parker in 2007 when the Spurs swept LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And but now there seems to be a section, or a big section, of Spurs fans who are willing to say adios to number nine should he not return to the Spurs next year. Welcome to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, the lead Spurs writer over at News 4 San Antonio on Fox 29 San Antonio. Thank you for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Yeah, it is the offseason, so there's not much to talk about. Everybody's still waiting to see what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. But there's actually something did happen that isn't Kawhi Leonard involved, and that's Tony Parker. And before I bring in guest Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, briefly, Parker was a guest on a French radio/TV station, RMC Sports. In that interview, he was asked about his future in the NBA and with San Antonio. Now, mind you, he's been with the Spurs since he was a kid, teenager. Remember that. And he's only known one team in 17 seasons of the of his NBA career. Well, he is the only Spurs true free agent once free agency period opens up this weekend. So basically, in a nutshell, he could be changing uniforms. And as a matter of fact, when asked about that possibility, he's open to it. Look, he made it very clear he wants to finish his career in San Antonio. He's not making any wavering on that. He wants to retire a Spur through and through. But he also said that he understands the business, and if the Spurs decide to go in a different direction, he is very open to changing uniforms. Now, that's news in and of itself, but perhaps the bigger news, in my opinion, is the reaction of the fans. Spurs fans, for the most part, not all of them, for the most part, are really just saying bye-bye, Parker, and ready to kick him to the curb. So basically, that's what Joe and I are going to talk about. We're going to react to Parker's latest comments, and then we're going to talk about why Spurs fans, at least on the heat wagon for Parker, should really, really calm down and really take a deep breath and realize he's meant a lot to this franchise. Joe, look, let's start off with Parker's statement. I'm not really surprised. I don't blame him. Look, if he's not going to be needed in San Antonio, then, you know, and he still feels good about playing, then why not? You know, if he decides to go to a different team.
Yeah, I mean, he still feels good about playing here in San Antonio. This is the only team he's known for most of his professional career, you know, and he's been under Coach Pop, which is arguably one of the best coaches in the NBA or throughout NBA history. So, him saying that he's okay with, you know, moving on and possibly, you know, ending his career with another team, I think kind of just was like a little punch to the face to Spurs fans. But it's unwarranted hate, you know. I mean, it seems like nowadays Spurs fans are hating more on Tony Parker, who's been, you know, giving everything he has for the team, than they are of Kawhi Leonard. It seems like they're giving Kawhi Leonard a kind of a pass. Yes, they might feel a certain way about him, and there's no doubt a same level, not a same level, but there is a level of hate towards Kawhi Leonard. But
yeah,
you're hating on a player in Tony Parker who's given you just about everything he's got. He came back from a very traumatic injury, you know, and came back and played, where you can't say the same thing about Kawhi. He played only in 9 games, you know, and their injuries are totally different but similar. And yes, Tony Parker was correct when he said his injury was worse because he actually ruptured, you know, his quad, whereas Kawhi is just trying not to rupture it and trying to rehab, but he wasn't there for the Spurs most of the season. But Tony Parker was. So that, Jeff, that's a head scratcher. I don't understand the logic behind that. I mean, are the fans just looking for someone to hate just for the sake of hating?
Well, for a while there, this past weekend, everybody was hating me because I simply asked a question whether Kawhi Leonard was wearing a Lakers cap, because I couldn't tell. And people thought that I was making a statement about that. No, I was just asking. So it looks like Spurs fans are just simply frustrated right now. And I think it stems from the Kawhi Leonard issue and, of course, the very subpar season that the team had. It was a very good season, but just not the same – long playoff run Spurs season they usually have. But I think it's just a lot of frustration. But let's go back on track here and get back to Parker now. Now, look, everybody knows that I work with the local media back home, and yes, I am not one of those media that likes to do the clickbait. I just give you what I find and report on it. But I work with them, and I get to see a lot of reaction from Spurs fans, whether it be from my personal social media and media contacts and to the stations. And one thing I noticed is that the overwhelming reaction to that was Parker's statement was, get him out of here. So what? Who cares? Bye-bye. They're eager to see Derek White and DeJounte Murray rise, to see their star rise. And I get that. I get that. How do you expect Murray and White and whichever guard they bring in of the offseason, and it's a good guard, how do you expect them to rise their stock if Parker's still there and that's another seat filler on the roster and that's money that they can free up by not re-signing Parker to go chase somebody else? I get all that. And if the Spurs do decide to move away from Parker, which I don't think they will, but if they do decide to move away from him, I think those Spurs fans on the hate wagon need to really calm down and really take a deep breath and really look at what Parker has meant to this franchise. I really wish one of them, he pretty much single-handedly devastated the Cavs and LeBron James. Now, yes, it was a different LeBron James and a very different Cavs team, but he was a Finals NBA MVP. He's been a multiple All-Star. He's one of the greatest French basketball players ever to wear a uniform. And without him, there's no big three, Joe. Without him, who's going to facilitate to Ginobili and to Tim Duncan? You know, those three guys were the core. Those three guys were the core. Yes, I know there's different levels within those three. Duncan's number one, and I think a lot of people think that Monty Ginobili's number two. But, I think fans, at least that are willing to say bye-bye, Parker, forget that he's a part of the Spurs glory days. Without him, I don't think the Spurs won a couple of those chips.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct in that assumption. And I'm going to go somewhere where few have gone before. And that is the reason why there's a lot of hate towards Tony Parker here stems from not his activities on the court. It stems from what he's done off the court. And you know, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, we had this issue years ago with Brent Barry and the, you know, whole altercation that broke out with that, which I'm not going to bring up again because we all know what happened. But I think because fans are quick to judge, but they're not quick to be so forgiving. You know, yes, he made a mistake, but so does everybody else. I mean, you grow up, you move on, you know, and that's basically what Tony Parker has done. And he was also, let's just say, an instrumental piece into why the Spurs won a championship in 2014. You know, he was an important part of that as well. It's not like he was just playing second fiddle. I mean, he was out there competing, even in 2013, when they lost to the Miami Heat. He was out there competing at a high level, you know. And I think
I forget even last season versus Houston before he got that injury, he was just wrecking Houston.
Yeah, he was playing at a high level. And I think that Spurs fans sometimes just look for reasons to hate people. It's like somebody made a mistake, and instead of saying, okay, you know what, we all make mistakes in life, we grow up, we learn from them, we move on. Some fans, I think, are still kind of harboring hatred towards what happened in the past instead of saying, let it go. Let's live in the moment now. What's going on right now? He is one of the best players, you know, in NBA history as far as an international player alongside Manu Ginobili. And without him and Manu, I mean, we won't have these championships. I mean, they're part of the best trio in NBA history. I mean, what other team can say that? I mean, to me, that's all you need to know right there. And then fans, let him go. Look, let's be honest. He's lost a step. He's getting older. Yes, that part of it is true. But another part that's true, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes when he's out on the court. Yes, he may have lost his starting point guard position, but it doesn't mean that it was set in stone. It's what was best for the team this season. We don't know what he's going to do in the offseason, how he's going to come back, how is he going to look out there in the upcoming season. He might regain his starting point guard position, you know? So we don't really, there's a lot of, we don't know what's really going on at this juncture. We just have to wait and see. But it is a business. So Spurs fans, y'all just need to chill.
Yeah, you know, look, now there are, like I said, the segment of Spurs fans that are or do not want to see Parker leave, I think they recognize what he's given this franchise. And rightfully so. I mean, he's done a lot. Now, yeah, he, as Joe mentioned, there was some off-the-court distractions, you know, in his personal life. Of course, there was that, my opinion, a debacle rap career that he had. Y'all remember that. Don't just Google it on YouTube and or mess and you'll see Tony Parker.
You have to bring
rapping.
That up. Why you got to bring up old stuff?
Yeah. But nevertheless, you know, he's helped the Spurs with scouting overseas, especially the French crop. Yeah, I know maybe it didn't work out, but Nando DiColo, Parker spoke highly of him. He also spoke highly of, remember this guy, Beno Udrich, and you know, after his time with the Spurs was over, Udrich had a respectable, not great, but a respectable career once he left San Antonio. And he's also a part of the original wave of French players that followed in his footsteps, like Rudy Gobert, like Evan Fournier, et cetera, et cetera. Boris Diaw, you know, forget about that. You know, I mean, that, you know, without him, you know, who knows if Parker helped in recruiting Diaw to join San Antonio when Diaw joined San Antonio back in the day. Now, look, again, I think the hate towards Parker is unfounded if it's just simply pure hate. Now, there is this, that a segment within that hate of Spurs fans that are hating on him that see the logical side of it, such as, he has lost a step. Yes, there is an emerging guy, DeJounte Murray. Yes, there's a guy that's showing some great promise in the G League, Derek White. You know, why not free up a roster spot for White and let him become, you know, develop on the Spurs roster rather than the Austin Spurs roster? And I see that, and I get that. And I also get the financial side of it, you know, whatever little bit of money they can save to chase something better and younger and athletic, I get that. And there's also the biggest argument against Parker coming back for me is how the NBA nowadays, the guards are bigger, more athletic. They can, you know, shoot the three consistently. Just look at Steph Curry, look at Klay Thompson, look at James Harden, big point guards. Parker's not that. You know, his era of small, quick point guards is pretty much over for the most part. So, yes, that's reasonable to me. I get that. But at the end of the day, you can't hate on Parker, simply just hate on Parker. He holds many records within the Spurs organization franchise history. He's part of that fiber of the Spurs. When you look back at the Spurs dynasty and the 3-3 era, you cannot forget his name. He's a part of that. So, as Joe mentioned, I think those that are just hating on him, just to hate on him, I think they need to check their ego or check their brain at the door and look at what he's done for everything San Antonio has. Without him, Joe, I don't think the Spurs become, or at least he doesn't help become the team, become that blueprint franchise that other teams copy. Yeah, they always say Popovich, but you got to have the right pieces. Popovich did. And he was a part of that. And I think this other teams look at that and they want to mirror that. And they also have to factor in exactly what how Popovich utilized Parker and becoming a good franchise team on the court. Joe?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, without Tony Parker, we're not going to have nearly as many championships as we do now. You know, he was instrumental in 03, 05, 07, you know, even in 2014. I mean, he's been there every step of the way. We've watched him grow not only as a player, but as a person, you know? So it's been interesting to see the dynamic, you know, and see what he's meant, not only to the team, but also to the fans and to the city. And fans are so quick to just dismiss all that and say, oh, he wants to leave, let him go. You know, let's be honest, you know, the NBA is a business, you know, and Parker, that's what he was saying in that article. And basically the comment that he made, that's what it was, you know, kind of leading to. He knows the NBA is a business. What he's saying is he's okay with, hey, if I can't finish my career with the Spurs because they don't think that I'm the right fit for the team, then I'll find, I'm fine finishing my career elsewhere. That's all that meant, you know. But the fans, some of them don't know what really happens behind the closed doors as far as the business end of the NBA. And that's all Parker was alluding to. You know, it's a business. So he feels like he can still play. And no doubt if, you know, the Spurs say, you know, we're just not going to bring you back, there are going to be other teams that'll, you know, love to have him on their team. You know, there's a bunch of them out there. People think, oh, no, he's not going to find work. Who's going to want him? You'd be surprised about of how many people would find, I mean, really great value in Tony Parker. His veteran experience, doesn't make a lot of mistakes out there. Great guy in the locker room.
Philadelphia jumps to my brain right away.
Philadelphia, you know, even like, even if he could even go with like another team that we might not like in the Dallas Mavericks, you know, be playing alongside, was it J.J. Borrega, you know, the little flea out there who nobody likes.
Little flea.
So, I mean, he can go somewhere else and he's going to find a, you know, find a job. He's not going to have a problem with that. But it would be, I think, to everybody's benefit if somehow the Spurs were able to find a deal that worked both for Tony Parker and also for the team. And he just finished his career out here in San Antonio. He wants to play three more years. Granted, that's a great expectation, but the realistic expectation is the body will only tell you how far you can go. The mind and the heart are always going to be wanting to push you, and you're always going to want to compete, but you can't beat Father Time. Manu is a testament to that. Yes, he's playing at a high level right now, but
I don't know about that. I think he's pretty much kicking Father Time's butt right now.
He is right now, but it catches up to everyone, you know, and Manu knows that it's coming to an end too. So, I mean, you can't defeat that, but you know, you're always going to want to compete no matter how old you are. Even guys that are in the NBA, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or, you know, the Dream, you know, they feel, I bet you, if you go and ask them, do you feel like you can still play? They're going to say, no doubt, I can still play. But the body says no. It's just, that's how much of a competitor that, you know, both, not only Tony Parker, but Manu Ginobili are. You know, the heart and the mind are always going to tell you can go. But the body and Father Time, that's something, man, no one can defeat.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, I don't think the Spurs will let him walk. I think if anything, they might offer him a veteran minimum. Now, he did in the same interview mention that he's willing to listen to what the Spurs have to propose as far as a contract is concerned. And I think he would take a very nice hometown discount to stay in San Antonio. But not to forget this too, as Joe mentioned, you know, him possibly going to a Western Conference rival, he's a free agent. He doesn't have to, the Spurs don't have to match anything. He is a 100% unrestricted free agent. So imagine if a Warriors team picks him up, and with that type of Spurs corporate knowledge he carries, woo-wee, you cannot tell me Kerr and Parker will be picking their brains on how to destroy.
That'd
the
be like
Spurs
kicking dirt in our face
in the Western Conference. What's that?
That'd be like kicking dirt in the Spurs fans' faces.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he had this precedent here. Manu Ginobili did it. Tim Duncan did it, taking a very considerable discounts. I think Parker will do it as well. And even if he does stay, what is the problem of having a former NBA Finals MVP, multiple All-Star, Hall of Fame-bound point guard on your bench, and ready in a pinch in case Murray just is still trying to develop or Derek White hits some sort of a sophomore wall, and then in comes Parker. Because trust me, if the Spurs do keep him, he's going to have a couple of those games where we're going to be saying, wow, without Parker, the Spurs would have never pulled out that overtime win versus the Rockets or the Warriors. That will happen. Or you see him flourish overseas, with another team, but in a different uniform, a different Spurs uniform. Now, in that same interview, he did talk about how he's still recovering from his surgery/injury, that he feels that this long off season will do him good, and he feels that he will be back at 1,000,000,000% next season. So there's that to factor in. When the Spurs talked to him about coming back, and I think Spurs fans that are on the hate wagon for Parker needed to really look at that as well, because he had himself a season high 23 points versus Memphis. He led the team in assists multiple times. You know, in scoring, he averaged you know, close to double digit. I think it was about 8 points per game. Not bad, bad at all, having coming down off your bench. I just don't see the Spurs doing it, Joe, although there is precedent. They let go of Avery Johnson. They traded George Gervin. They traded Sean Elliott. They traded George Hill.
Malik Rose. So
there's precedent for that, but this is a different player. This is Tony Parker, and this is a different management, Popovich and Buford. I think they'll keep him. We all know that Pop and Buford are loyal, very loyal to their guys. Parker will stay in the Spurs uniform at the end of the day, Joe.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave you guys with this. This is my last take. Without Tony Parker, do you think the Spurs would win 50 games? And this is me asking this question to everybody out there, all the fellow Spurs fans. Y'all are always talking about how great LaMarcus Aldridge was this season, talking about how great Rudy Gay was this season. Wow, look at DeJounte out there. Let's not forget, DeJounte came in and stole that starting point guard position from Tony Parker based on his play, no doubt. But he did make a lot of mistakes, and that's something you can't overlook. You know, he's still a young point guard. He has a great potential, but he's still learning the system. Everybody talks about these other players, but nobody says, hey, would we have won 50 games if we didn't have Tony Parker coming off the bench? Nobody ever says that. And that's something I think that is sorely overlooked. So I go ahead and challenge you, Spurs fans. Go ahead and blow us up on Twitter. Come at us. Do you think the Spurs would have won 50 games if we did not have Tony Parker on that bench? So go ahead and hit us up and let us know what you think.
Yeah, man, not just at the last season when the Spurs won 50 games, you know, that because they didn't, they came up short. But Joe's talking about how the Spurs had that 50-win season streak prior to last season. Without him, you know, I don't think that happens. But yeah, I mean, you can't think of a better way to end it on that note with Joe's challenge. So we need to hear what you think. Are we wrong? Should we be hating on Parker? Are we seeing something we're not seeing that you need to let us know? You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone, and let's talk about it. And Joe's going to tell you exactly how to get a hold of him. And you want to talk about Tony Parker and his future in San Antonio.
Yeah, and also challenge them to say, would we have made the playoffs without Tony Parker? You know, let us know what you guys really think. And if you like this show, make sure that you share it. Make sure that you like it, retweet it, do whatever you can, because without you guys, we don't stay on the air. So we need your support. So come out and show the love. And you can reach us at Two Shots Podcast at TWOSHOTS Podcast at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also check us out on the World Wide Web at TwoShotsSA.com.
There you go. Follow Joe and check out his show, Two Shots Podcast. But before we put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs, congratulations to Spurs' Patty Mills. He and his longtime girlfriend just got engaged a few days ago. We're trying to listen to the show. You've probably seen her at the games. Can't miss her. She is that blonde, that very tall blonde girl that sits in the front. I mean, maybe I've seen her just because when I go on press row, she usually sits nearby there. But she's always with Mills throughout the season, on the road, and in the off season, and they've been together for a long time. And it looks like he finally popped the question. So Patty Mills is off the market, ladies, and he is getting married. No date set, but wedding bells will be ringing for him in the near future. So congratulations, Patty, and
congrats,
his girlfriend. So look at that, man. He finally manned up. Look at that, Joe. Can you believe it?
No, you could tell. I mean, it was going to happen sooner or later. So I'm happy for Patty and his future wife. Good for them.
Yeah, his future wife is Alyssa. So that's her first name, Alyssa Levesque. So congratulations to Alyssa and Patty. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.